Kia ora, kua te reo noa te ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Staff at Te Runanga o Ngāpuhi have been told their jobs are being disestablished as the kaikohe-based Runanga deals with a lower anticipated dividend from the Fisheries Settlement Trust Te Ohu Kaimoana. It's also battling its asset holding company as trustees try to get it to dip into reserves to meet the shortfall. A consultation document seen by Radio Wātea says the restructure could result in a decrease from around 21 staff to around 9. Chief Executive Sam Napier told staff all but two positions below Chief Executive will be disestablished, and they will be invited to apply for the remaining positions, with interviews to be conducted in early December. The Ngāpuhi Asset Holding Company says it can only pay $1.4 million this year instead of the usual $2.3 million, and anything above that will result in lower net asset growth. The Runanga Board wants that topped to $2.525 million so it can put off the restructure, and it wants a response by next Friday. The Runanga's annual meeting was supposed to have been held this month, but it has been delayed. Accounts for the 2022 financial year showed net assets of $74 million, a surplus for the year of $4.9 million, and a wage bill of $11 million for staff. The final election vote count is out by this afternoon, with Te Pāti Māori hoping to gain one or two more seats. Co-leader Rawiri Waititi says in 2020 Te Pāti Māori got two-thirds of the special votes in the Māori seats. At that rate, Labour's election night majorities in Te Taitokiro and Tāmaki Makaurau of fewer than 500 votes look vulnerable. There's also a higher percentage of special votes in the Māori seats.
If you have a look at the special votes of those who have been unorganised, probably, you know, have changed address, didn't register, voted outside of their typical rohe. Usually Pākehā voters are quite organised. It's our people that are not.
Labour is hoping to reverse its election night losses in Banks Peninsula, Nelson and Te Atatū, while National is expected to go down a seat or two, making it more necessary to bring New Zealand First into coalition. Te Kapa Puawai is heading home to Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Hoani Waititi with the Pautoko o Te Whenua, the trophy from the National Primary School's Kapa Haka, in its luggage. Second at Te Mana Kuratahi in Nelson was Te Kapa Haka o Pū Whāriki from Te Kura o Maungatapu in Tauranga, with Ngā Taiohi from Te Kura o Te Tiko coming third. Ngā Tiawa will host the next competition, with the Māori handed over to the Kaitātaki Tāne for Ngā Taiohi at the close of proceedings yesterday. Auckland Councillor Kieran Leone says the city's Māori population needs to let the council know how it feels about the rejection of Māori wards. She says last week's vote was lost because two councillors in strongly Māori areas, Daniel Newman in the south and Ken Turner in the west, voted no. She says the council has until the end of November to change its vote to meet the deadline for a change in time for the 2025 local government election.
I've had a lot of people in Tāmaki Makaurau contact me and actually say they'd like to organise some sort of rally for Māori to come together to know that regardless of the fact the wards may not go through for the 2025 election, that there are strong Māori in leadership who fully tautoko and support this.
Kieran Leone says opposing councillors pointed to the existence of the Independent Māori Statutory Board, but that does not give Māori representation on the full council, and councillors who are Māori can't claim a mandate to represent Māori interest. It's Gumboot Friday today, where everyone is encouraged to wear gumboots and donate to the charity helping thousands of Kiwi kids deal with mental health traumas. Mike King, the organiser and founder of the I Am Hope charity, says it's funding 3,400 counselling sessions a month, but there's a need to double that number. He says the majority of later life traumas happen because issues are suppressed for years, instead of being tackled immediately.
Sexual abuse is the giant elephant in the room when it comes to mental health issues. One in four girls in this country is sexually abused, and one in eight boys. So it's one of those things that is an underlying thing.
Mike King says I Am Hope now has more data than government agencies, but funding keeps being funneled into expensive and far less effective programs. An Otago University pediatrician says a new study showing children with type 1 diabetes have poor education outcomes is bad news for Māori and Pasifika tamariki. The study of more than 440,000 children born between 1993 and 2001 identified about 2,000 with type 1 diabetes. Professor Ben Wheeler says the disease disproportionately affects Māori and Pasifika, and the lower economic status of many whānau means they don't get equitable access to currently available treatments.
So access to pharmac funding and government funding of advanced diabetes therapies, whether they're pills, injections, or things like our artificial pancreas systems, that's got to be a massive focus for us to make sure we get it into the hands of the people who really need it.
Professor Wheeler says while type 1 diabetes is far less common than type 2, it's more dangerous because the body cannot produce its own insulin, without which a patient will die. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!